Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. People spent the weekend cooped up in their homes. And here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo was out each day talking about why it's so important to stay put, scolding many of the folks in New York City who still continued to gather in parks and other areas. You have the infection soaring, the death toll now 14,600 people worldwide, sickening more than 335,000. Leaders in the U.S. trying to hammer out a rescue package that could be worth nearly $2 trillion. Your thoughts on the coronavirus and the state we're at today?
David, first of all, Andrew Cuomo is getting huge high marks. This is his moment. He's doing so well. I sat there. I almost had tears in my eyes. I thought he was doing such a magnificent job. This is a guy who knows his own limitations. He even referred to them. And he's very direct. And Twitter is inflamed about the guy. And when you contrast him with his pragmatic, these are the facts approach. I sat there and I watched him yesterday. He was so good. And then I watched the president at night, his halting, confused, sometimes duplicitous ways of putting things. It's just extraordinary. The obsequiousness of the vice president and his references to the president, it's enough to really make you sick. And there seems to be an agreement between the state governors and the president that nobody will say bad things about the other. That's good. I don't know that the president will continue with that, but I know that Andrew Cuomo has nary a bad word to say about him. The president, that is, he's sending a hospital ship to New York and one to California. As far as Nancy Pelosi is concerned, she says, look, we can spend this money, but we have to spend it first on people and not on corporations. As Andrew Cuomo put it, if we're going to spend it on corporations, we got to figure out how it is that they're going to get the money back to us, we the citizens. Another one, David, that is so fascinating to me is that we, WAMC, cover a tremendous area. And it's a huge, huge number of smaller stations along with our big station, WAMC 90.3. Well, the point of that is a lot of people from the big cities are moving to their second homes in our area. And there are some foolish people who are saying, well, they shouldn't come here now. Oh, yes, they should. If you owned a home that way, you would. They're good citizens. They pay taxes. They're here. And I'll do everything in my power to make them welcome. So let's just calm down. It's at times like these that you see strange things happening. For example, David, we know that there are gun shops which have lines around them now. What do people need guns for? You know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to shoot somebody else, and that will be a disaster. What's the theory here? That these guns are going to be used to stop people from coming into somebody else's house. We remember that story so many years ago, David, when a driver stopped, his car broke down, he walked up and knocked on somebody's door, and he got shot to death. That's exactly the kind of thing we don't want when these pressures get put on us. And so a great deal is going to be laid out to the coronavirus. We're hearing stories that in Wuhan, the virus has basically stopped. People are not transmitting it anymore. Whether you can believe the Chinese or not is another whole story. But it is a report, and it is an optimistic one in that, you know, this thing can run its course eventually. In the meantime, we have to flatten the curve, which we're all talking about, and that means staying in place. Don't go out if you can avoid going out. If you do go out and you have to buy something, buy it quick and get out of there. Wash your hands all the time. Wipe down surfaces in your home. It's all good advice.
You mentioned, Alan, Governor Cuomo getting personal at times in his press conference. He also was very open about, of course, people should be afraid and that there is fear, but you can take control of the things you can't control that make you afraid. And he went through a list of things that people can do. But that was just the simple question that Pete Alexander from NBC News asked the president over the weekend. What about people who are afraid? What do you say to them? And instead of answering the question, he attacked the reporter.
He said it's a nasty question. It's unbelievable. This is a guy who people are sticking with. I don't get it. You know, you got a third of the country that is for him. And it is something that is very, very scary to me. When you see somebody who is so inarticulate, who is so indecisive, who contradicts himself, who once said that the whole thing was a Democratic hoax, it's beyond my understanding, my level of understanding. I don't get it. I just don't understand why people can't see the evidence for themselves. Now, there are a lot of people who say that the media should not play the president's remarks. I say they should. I say the American people ought to know exactly what this guy is, what he's saying, and then you can have all the commentary you want. But I do think it's terribly important that you have the governor on, and he's doing extraordinarily well, and then you have the president on, and not so well.
Let's turn to presidential politics for a minute, Alan. Former Vice President Joe Biden out speaking about a few issues, one being running mates. Wants to pick a woman, he said, of course, we know that. And one of the names that came up was Sally Yates, the former Deputy Attorney General.
Well, Sally Yates did not participate in the presidential sweepstakes. Kamala Harris did. I thought she showed herself to be very impressive. Now, look, David, this is a matter of people voting because they know somebody. I think Sally Yates would be a very good choice if everybody knew her. But you have a group of people, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, who did. And it seems to me his need to find somebody who is really good but will help him in the election is topmost. So he has talked to Barack Obama, for example, about this whole thing. He has said, we'll see. This is a time to make the right decision.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Everybody be safe and stay healthy. And with any luck, we'll keep this thing going and stay with you through it all.
I like what you said. With any luck, we'll keep it going. And that's exactly right, David. People are listening now in greater numbers than ever before. We'll keep it going for you, and you'll keep it going, too. You know how to do that.